It's time we're ready to announce the winner of
another All Things Considered contest.
That's right. Last Friday, our colleague Melissa Blatt talked to word maven Barbara Walraff about her book Word Fugitives, which are gaps in the language that dictionary words have failed to fill. And we proposed this contest for our listeners. We asked you to come up with a word to describe this phenomenon.
What do you call those times when you think you're going to sneeze and it feels like it's almost there and it's about to happen and you draw a breath in? And it just goes away, leaves you disappointed.
Well, about 2,700 of you rose to the challenge, and Melissa Block is here to tell us about the results. Melissa, 2,700 answers.
Yeah, our inbox was bursting. And before we get to the submissions, I want to take care of a little bit of business here. We had a number of emails from listeners who were upset that we hadn't talked about a precursor to word fugitives, Sniglets. That was remember the popular book series back in the 80s by comedian Rich Hall? Here's an email from Brandon Jameson. He wrote in from Dallas, Texas, with his idea for a word fugitive, the act of stealing someone else's idea of inventing a word for a phenomenon yet to be described as a word, snig-lifting. Well, I did, in fact, ask Barbara Walraff about sniglets, and here's her explanation for what the difference is between a sniglet and a word fugitive.
Strictly speaking, a word fugitive is the opposite of a sniglet, because sniglets are the coined words and the meanings all together. The fugitive is the hole in the language.
Yeah, I'm not sure that explanation is going to satisfy Rich Hall's fans, but there you go.
Well, let's get on to some results. What was the most popular submission?
Snizzle. It got 328 votes. It's a sneeze that fizzles, but it's not what we picked as the overall winner, maybe because it was just a little too popular. Hmm.
Another category, derivatives of chew or achu.
Yeah, and there are about 424 of those. Here are some of them. Mischew, no chew, not chew, deja chew, pseudachew, missed opportunity, about chew, and then that also led to a spinoff of underachievers for the people that this happens to. But of course, we were looking for the phenomenon, not the people who were subject to that phenomenon.
And a whole lot of people, it seems, had fun playing around with the word Gesundheit.
Yep, about 250 listeners. Most frequently, they sent in Gesundheit, also Gesundheist, Gesundflight, Gesundmeid, Gesundless, Gesundeint.
And we might have predicted that in asking for a word to define something much anticipated that doesn't quite happen, some nimble minds would start thinking about interruptions.
Yeah, I call this the interruptus family. They got about 220 votes, sneezus interruptus, sinus interruptus, honkus interruptus, and let's not even get started on the dysfunction category. There were a lot of those submissions, too, but we're not going to go there.
Okay, Melissa, are we ready to name our winner now?
No, we're not quite ready. No. It is interesting. I wanted to point out that we had a listener from Melbourne, Australia, right, in Lachlan McPhee, who emailed us that, in fact, the writers Douglas Adams and John Lloyd took this fugitive on already in their book, The Deeper Meaning of LIF, the classic dictionary of words for which no words exist. They take actual place names from road signs and they try to figure out what their meaning has to be. And in that book, the sneeze which tickles but never comes is an amersham, thought to derive from the tube station where the rails always rattle but the train never arrives.
Good stuff, but do we have a winner for
this
contest?
Okay, we do have a winner, Michelle. Thanks for asking. The All Things Considered staff has voted. I give them a list of finalists, selected purely according to my whim, and Antishupation is not the winner. Antishupation, the first runner-up.
Is this getting very exciting, Melissa?
Yes, yes. That's the tension is building.
First runner-up and the winner, Melissa.
Well, Randy Minnick of Porterville, California, wrote to ask, would it be Sniffhanger? And, well, Randy, in fact,
yes! Yes! Yes!
Sniffhanger is the winner. Submitted by Randy Minnick and also by Joshua Donahue of New London, Connecticut, Julia Schreiber of Huntington, West Virginia, and Jason Jarvinen of Las Vegas.
Well, congratulations to all, and thanks to all 2,700 of you who wrote in. Melissa, is there a prize?
There is, Robert and Michelle. Just in time for baseball season, All Things Considered baseball caps going out to our four winners.
For sneeze, tea, snickles, and snuds, plus other would-be word fugitives, visit our website, www.npr.org.